KFAX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police forces in six cities across four states reporting their 911 lines were down on Wednesday, the cause still unknown. But just yesterday, analysts from the Homeland Security Department warned that emergency call centers have become a likely target for cyber attacks. House Speaker Mike Johnson moving forward with a vote on aid for Ukraine and Israel in separate packages, even though ABC's Rachel Scott says it could cost him the gavel.
The Speaker of the House was asked why he believes it's worth risking his job to provide additional aid to Ukraine, and he said because it's the right thing to do. So he is moving forward with this complicated plan to bring that $95 billion package that was passed in the Senate with aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan and separate it into four different bills.
Some hardline Republicans want the Ukraine money tied to border security. There is a settlement in the works by which the Justice Department would pay the victims of former gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar $100 million. For FBI failures in investigating him. This is ABC News. Several people now under arrest a year after one of the biggest heists in Canadian history, $16 million worth of gold and cash stolen in Toronto.
Authorities say one suspect, 25-year-old Durante King McLean, used a falsified pickup form at Air Canada's cargo warehouse, signed by an employee at the airport, allowing him to park his white cargo truck at a docking bay. Months later, McLean was pulled over in Pennsylvania for a traffic violation. Police say they found him with 65 guns. They say that led them to $430,000 in cash, six gold bracelets, and tools to melt gold.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley, police are still looking for more suspects, including a former Air Canada employee. The UAW looking to expand beyond Detroit's big three automakers, voting underway now at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where employees are deciding whether to unionize. Workers have until tomorrow to cast their ballots. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden and Donald Trump are in a tight race for Wisconsin's key electoral votes. 51% of likely Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette University Law School poll they plan to vote for Trump in November, 49% for Biden. As well within the poll's margin of error, the race changes very little with third-party candidates. Governor Evers says Republican lawmakers made a big mistake by not answering his call for a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee Tuesday. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to fight PFAS pollution in Wisconsin's drinking water.
The people in the state of Wisconsin that are suffering are sick and tired of this.
Republicans fault Evers for vetoing the PFAS bill they sent him this spring. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers shut out San Diego. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers avoided being swept yesterday with a dramatic win at home over the Padres, still scoreless in the bottom of the eighth, when Milwaukee's Bryce Terang scored from second thanks to Blake Perkins' RBI, Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ground ball left side, it's through base hit, here comes Terang! Profar's throw to the plate, not in time! Perkins to second!
1-0 in favor of the Crew. Perkins on getting the win.
Well, originally I was just trying to stay a big part of the field, but I kind of had this feeling because he quick pitched. He was going to throw something hard, and I just tried to put the bat on the ball, found a hole. Our pitching staff really did a good job today and kept us in the ballgame. They did incredible, and I'm just glad we were able to squeak that one out.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Defense is the best friend of the pitching staff. It all kind of works together, and then you give your offense a chance to work.
So the Brewers head to St. Louis for a weekend series against the Cardinals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies developing here in the overnight. West winds a little gusty, and by daybreak, we should be in the mid-40s. Showers will develop on Thursday. Northwest winds, highs in the mid-50s. Showers ending Thursday night. Lows in the upper 30s. Currently 44 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Next time on the show, our friend and ongoing contributor, John Roach, author, columnist, and Renaissance man, discusses what's new on the lake and whatever else is on his mind.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Got did into you.
Did I turn your headphones up?
Yeah, you blew my eardrums out. Jeez.
Good morning, Madison.
Okay.
My new intro. Just, it's,
slow down on that. Got too much coffee you already.
You don't like my new intro? I guess it's not going to catch on.
Might want to work it on that.
I'll work on that. Yeah. I'll work on that. Yeah. This is WMDX.
Right.
The John and Gordy Show, 92.7 FM and somewhere on the 1580 AM dial.
Somewhere. Approximately 1580.
Yes. Yes, check that radio dial out every once in a while on your vehicle. They still have them. Mm-hmm. Listening to terrestrial tower-type radio stations is kind of cool.
It
you
is.
Know? I mean, it's very cool. Yeah. You know, people walk around now with their radio tower T-shirts, and it's caught on. It's a meme.
Is it a meme?
I don't know.
It's going to be a nice day today.
Yeah.
Partly cloudy this morning.
It's not going to be a nice day today.
Well, we're going to get some rain. We're gonna, okay. A little bit of rain. But then once the rain clears out, it gets better and better for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be beautiful.
All right. Well, mid-50s let's have a positive tomorrow. Attitude on a Friday. Is that what you're
silver,
doing? Here?
Silver lining in those rain clouds. That's it.
Fun Friday, that's what we call it now.
Yeah. But this is Thursday. So let's not confuse people. But tomorrow, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Mid-50s.
Are you really disappointed it's not Friday, John?
I know. I know.
Yeah, okay.
I'm looking at something.
I was reading a story about Friday.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking at the new Senate. Democrats killed the impeachment of the Department of Homeland Security chief.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
So,
yeah, he's okay now.
He's okay.
Second time they've tried to do this.
Yeah.
They got tossed out
gonna,
again.
They're
it's not
going to stop. They're not going to stop.
It's dumb.
Yeah. Now if they can just get rid of Mike Johnson, impeach him.
Hey, that could happen.
They're good.
Yeah. Anything can happen now. That's right. Yeah. He's coming up with this plan to help aid Ukraine and Israel. Yeah. And this whole package is put together, and now, again, we'll see what happens. He's pushing it, but, you know, there are other forces out there.
There are.
But we'll get to that.
There are a lot. We'll get to that. I have a little sounder on that as well.
Okay. Excellent.
We'll check the record of Biden with immigration and Trump on immigration just a little bit later on. Stick around for that if you can.
Sounds good.
Stay glued to your radio.
Okay. Like super glue or Elmer's glue? What's the best kind of glue to glue yourself to the radio?
For something like this, I would suggest rubber cement.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, we're off and running. It's cloudy and 46 degrees. And, you know, there is no activity on State Street this morning. I don't even see the early morning workers out there yet. They're, you know.
Oh, well, don't. You told the mayor. Mm. She'll get on them now. They're going to lose their jobs because they're not out on the street.
Mm.
Oh, well, by the way, let's mention.
Well,
we've got a super fan.
No.
Yeah. We got a super fan who's camping out now, and he's waiting for us to come in.
He's near the building, and we didn't. I had to walk kind of around him.
I had
in today, but he didn't. I said, "Excuse me," and he didn't move at all. And I said it again, and he still didn't move. And then I went in, and I saw that he kind of jostled after the door closed behind.
He didn't even notice that I went by.
Yeah.
But anybody with that kind of dedication to stop by, sleep overnight, and then check out the time we get here in the morning.
Yeah.
Just to say hello, probably. But unfortunately, he was maybe too
asleep. He's deep sleep.
Deep sleep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too tired to get up. And that's okay.
He'll be all right. Yeah.
So many more
mornings.
We
should check and see if he wants some coffee later on. Wake up with John and Gordon.
You know, that wouldn't be bad, right?
I think it would be fine. Should we check out the National Day calendars here and see what's going on today? What kind of day this is?
So there's going to be a fake day thrown in. Is that correct? Is that the gimmick here?
That's the gimmick. Which one of these is... That's the gimmick. That's the hook. Which one of these is it not? Is it exercise day? Excuse me. Is it National Clear Your Throat Day? How about Animal Crackers Day? Or is it High Five Day? Is it National Circus Day?
Circus Day. It's not Circus Day.
Is it National Poem in Your Pocket Day?
What?
Is that a poem in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Is that a haiku in your
shorts? That is really unusual. Yes, the haiku thing.
Is it Columnists Day? Columnists Day. Is it there are just way too many. Lineman Appreciation Day. Is it Get to Know Your Customers Day or Education and Sharing Day? John, you already guessed. What was your guess? Do you remember?
No.
I think you guessed National Circus Day.
Oh, yes. It's not National Circus Day.
You are correct, sir. It is not. You win a shiny new dime.
I know why you came up with that, because of Dozo the Clown.
Dozo the Clown. That's becoming a thing. All right, let's look at a few of these, shall we?
Yes. Oh,
National,
definitely.
Let's see, which one should we start with? I have forgotten to.
They're really
dial
important.
It up here.
See,
so hang on a second.
I would go with the most important day of the list.
Okay. Exercise day. We all need exercise. You got an exercise regime, don't you, John?
I do, actually. Yes. Yeah. I have
get up early
in the morning. Elliptical machine that I use.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
National Exercise Day offers inspiration to try new ways to become fit and healthy, including healthy eating habits. These days, there's no reason not to do something for your health, including healthier eating habits. Okay. Not just for health enthusiasts. This is a day for everyone. Sure, you're busy, you say. Who are these people talking to? We all are, but each of us can find a little time each day for a short walk or calisthenics after waking up.
Let your body talk.
Let your body talk. Body talk. Yeah. Body talk, body talk. What is your body talking about?
It's telling me a lot of times, you know, you don't have time today.
Right. Here's some ways to exercise without thinking about it too much. Take your dog for a walk. Go to the park and run.
That works a lot.
Take stairs at every opportunity rather than elevators or escalators. Set the alarm for 30 minutes earlier and do some yoga and then walk first thing in the morning. Okay.
Doesn't that bother you a lot?
What?
You know, you get on an escalator and everybody's just standing there. Right?
I know.
You want to walk up
the
escalator because it's really fast.
Yeah. It's moving stairs.
But everybody just stands there and you get in the way and then you can't get to where you want to go faster.
Let's skip ahead to National Animal Crackers Day. All right.
Yes, this is a tough one. This is a tough one.
Why? Why?
Because you can't really find good animal crackers anymore.
Yeah, they're kind of crummy.
You take a chance. Mm. You know, they got a lot of inexpensive ones out there.
It's for the kids.
But a lot of times you just can't get the right taste.
Yeah, right.
And some of them have the perfect taste.
Mm-hmm.
Some are overpriced, and, you know, if you can find the right kind of animal cracker package, mm-hmm. you're good.
Yeah. I like this music. National Animal Crackers Day. It celebrates childhood favorites.
Yes.
Animal crackers. A box of these sweet animal-shaped crackers not only provide a delicious snack, but they're offered as a little entertainment for the kiddies out there. Remember getting those animal, the box of animals? It was kind of a, it was really kind of a treat.
You look for your favorite animal, like it tasted different.
Right. A lion or a tiger or a bear or elephant. Yeah. So we salute National Animal Crackers
Day. Do we? We have nothing else to do this way.
Salute. How about National High Five Day? Does anybody do high fives anymore?
No. No one wants to do a high five anymore.
It's been replaced by the fist bump, right?
Yeah, that or...
What?
Is there something else?
Used to be.
Well, let's ask Gen Zer.
Remember,
Sam, what do you got?
Yeah, Sam.
What do they do now?
No, I'm laughing that you're saying high fives aren't a thing anymore. Of course they're a thing.
Are they?
No, they aren't. No.
When was the last time you got a high five from somebody? Really?
I don't know. Probably like last week or something. I don't know.
Remember, it used to be a slap.
Yeah.
And then you slap. Instead of my hand.
But high five, it's, you know, almost embarrassing now. When somebody, you know, tries to do a high five with you, you look at them like, what the hell are you thinking?
What are you doing?
Go away.
Right. Yeah. So I did this the other day with somebody here in the office I just met. We didn't know whether to shake or give the, you know, it was fist bump. I mean, we did all, you know, all two or three.
God.
Three things. It was very awkward.
See, the fist bump is cool.
You should have just hugged each other, Gordy.
No. First time meeting somebody? No, I don't think so.
You're a hugger.
I am a hugger, but I don't, you know, not first time meeting.
Well, you know, after COVID, no one wants to get that close.
Well,
so fist bumps are good.
All right. Let's move on to National Poem in Your Pocket Day. What is this all about?
This sounds not right.
It's a good way to share poetry, bringing joy by simply carrying one in your pocket. When you share the poem, you'll bring joy to others. Okay. Who comes up
that
with this crap?
Not good.
I don't know. All right. Let's see. What else?
That is
National
bad.
Columnist Day. National Lineman Appreciation Today. Who appreciates linemen more than people that deal with electricity like us? If it weren't for linemen, our signal would never get to the transmitters, would never get to the computers. Yep. We need electricity, and thank God we have linemen that are willing to risk their lives each and every day to make sure the electric grid is up and running. Okay.
Well, there was a song by Glenn Campbell.
Yes. Look up Glenn Campbell, lineman. What was it called? The Wichita Lineman. Yeah, that's a great song.
And
Jimmy,
I thought you were talking about linemen like in football, and the guy who appreciates the line more is you know, the quarterback. And then you started talking about people doing electrical things.
Here we go. What a great tune.
Walk up the ramp here, and there you go.
Not much of a ramp. Or just a step.
And I drive the main road.
National Lineman Appreciation Day honors the men and women who work around the clock to keep the power going. If the power is on where you are, where you're reading this article, you're likely to have a lineman to thank. We thank all the linemen.
Yes.
Okay.
Sadly, you know, they should have just put all these lines underground and, you know.
In the cable.
Saved us all the outages that we now get.
Yeah. All right.
That's the way it goes.
When we come back, we're going to crack open the history books, and Sam will tell us what happened on this day in history, on this
I'm sure
May
he's found
18th.
A really great sound effect that sounds like he's opening that history, ancient history book of
That's
his.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. It's 18 past the hour. We're just getting started on this Thursday morning. Give us a call. Send us a text. Start. You know? 608-879-8255.
Is still on the line.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Gee, but it's great to be back home. Home is where I want to be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story, yeah. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
Twenty minutes past the hour, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy, Thursday morning.
Indeed.
Welcome aboard. What was that we're listening to there?
This is Simon and Garfunkel.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Simon and Garfunkel. What's the name of this?
This is Keep Your Customer Satisfied.
That's right.
Oh, that's...
Because it's Get to Know Your Customer Day.
Okay.
Well, I'm having a hard time starting this morning.
Yeah, you
are. Almost like an old Volkswagen.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Like your 74 Volkswagen out in the parking lot.
I know the struggle, John.
It's gorgeous, though. It really is.
It's a beautiful car.
It's, you know, I was thinking about this the other day. I took a picture of it, you know, before we left the
short stack
eatery. Yeah. And, and I told you about the bicyclist who went by and just loved it. It just, oh, man, that guy couldn't take his eyes off. I thought he was going to run into the curb. But here's the thing. When you have something so piecemeal as that car, you don't want to change it, right? You don't want to improve on it. You don't want to give it a paint job. You don't want to make it look better. You don't want to patch up any of the dents and the rust. You just want to keep it the way it is. Did you paint those? Are those decals on the doors?
No, those are painted on. I painted them. Yeah. I didn't freehand paint
them. The Blue Mini?
Yep. From Yellow Submarine.
Wow. Really, really great job on that.
That's cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's going to be our new car to get around this summer.
A John and Gordy limo.
Yeah, yes, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool.
But again, you know, you don't want to improve on that.
Perfect the way it is.
Yes.
All right, let's see what's happening in the history world books.
Let's crack open the book.
Do you have a sound effect to open the book
No,
yet?
He doesn't.
No, we're working on it. We're workshopping it, Gordy.
I don't know what kind of sound that would be.
You
know,
sound of opening a book. Yeah.
It's tough. Yeah. It's a tough one. Okay.
1775.
I remember it like yesterday. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Paul Revere's Midnight Ride.
Yes.
A folk legend.
The British are coming.
Quite the legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, it wasn't just Paul Revere. It was two other guys, so I don't know why they don't get as much credit, probably because there's not a poem written about them.
Right. William Dawes and Samuel Prescott, according to your
and they research. all got captured that night, actually.
Ah.
They all got taken in for questioning by the British and eventually released. Apparently they were pretty good liars.
Okay. All right.
Let's see what else we got. 1906, the great San Francisco earthquake.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Destroyed 80% of the city and left over 3,000 people dead.
Yeah.
Imagine an earthquake that crazy. We just had the one in New York, but doesn't even compare.
And they actually have film footage of it, too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we'll look
early
that up.
Days of cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we got. 1923, Yankee Stadium opens.
Wow. Yeah, the house that Ruth built.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Yankees won the first game they played there.
Okay.
1999, quite a big jump there. Wayne Gretzky, more sports history, played his last NHL game. This is before my time. I don't know. He was a pretty big deal, though.
He was the big deal in hockey for the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
80s and 90s. Yep.
Yep.
Amazing.
We got a couple birthdays here, too. Jeff Dunham, born today in 1962. Conan.
Dunham.
Yeah.
Is he the puppet guy? Puppet
yeah, dude. He's a ventriloquist. Yeah. Okay. He's like, right. He's like
the right wing puppet guy.
Is he?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
I think he really does. Yeah.
Maybe a little.
News
maybe.
To me.
Yeah.
Anyway, Conan O'Brien. I don't think he's right wing, is he?
No.
Okay, that's good. No. 1963, he was born. And David Tennant, Doctor Who, born today, 1971.
Doctor Who. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh,
and we
you,
all
Sam.
Think he was the close best the Doctor
book.
Who, is that
close
correct?
The book.
Wow, that's nice.
If you reverse that sound, maybe that would be...
Then it would sound like a book opening. This is genius, Gordy.
Thank you.
Well, let's try that.
Chalk me up.
I think we did that with the Cone of Silence, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Which we never use anymore.
Why don't we go to the Cone of Silence once in a while anymore?
When we have something that we don't want to tell everybody about, right. But we just want
share it with
a
ourselves.
Few people to know.
I think that's the way it happens anyway.
Think
but
so?
Okay.
You know, all right, I'm thinking Evil Dead. Have you seen
Dead.
Evil Dead at all?
No, I haven't.
Ash versus Evil Dead. There is a book in there of, magic. And if that might have a sound effect of opening an old magical type book, I think it might
like
have something
like
in there.
A stiff spine,
I think
kind
so.
Of that,
I think.
Almost
maybe.
Cracking noise.
Yeah, it could be. Or when the book comes alive, it could be a problem.
When are we going to have your Johnny at the Movies review?
Oh, yes.
Because we have some special effects for that. We have an open for that.
We do. We have three opens.
Why don't we use that once in a while when you review a movie?
Yes. What a great idea. That's why I put them together. And we will do that shortly.
Tomorrow?
I hope tomorrow. Hope to have that
so?
Together. We're going to take a look at Civil War.
That's very controversial.
If that comes together,
movie.
We'll have that tomorrow.
All right. If we don't have it together, it'll be next week.
Then it'll have to
week.
Be Monday.
Something to look forward to.
If I can just keep my eyes open. I'm exhausted.
Tired?
You know?
Are you
yes,
really?
It's tough.
I know it's tough. Yeah.
Finding all this material.
I can get you.
Thank gosh I don't have to do the intro of the show, you know, the days of the week and, you know, the history
calendar.
Book. And
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
you can blame me for everything else. Just blame me. Go ahead. I dare you.
You can take it.
Yeah.
All right.
I dare you.
Okay.
Hey, no one's commented here about the T-shirt that I purchased the other day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were wearing it this morning for those of you that are watching on Facebook and
the microphone's
YouTube.
In the way here. But
well, stand up a little bit, and it says, what is it? Isn't it past your jail time?
and it's
a picture of Don, the guy, the orange dude. And he's in an orange jumpsuit kind of thing, and he looks like he's sleeping.
It does.
I wonder if that's his favorite color.
It does.
He probably liked prison then. He just sees his favorite color everywhere.
It matches his hair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The color of his face.
Did you order that online?
I did. Yeah.
That's
I could
cool.
have got the standard one, the one that everybody kind of, bought initially. But I thought this was perfect with the jumpsuit, looking down, sad, actually looking... like he's dozing, Dozo the clown.
Yeah.
So here
it's
it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Yeah.
I wasn't sure. The other one was a huge, face, his mugshot.
Yeah.
His famous
Everybody's
mugshot.
Everybody's seen that now.
I thought if I walk around with that on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to promote him. I want something a little less,
a little subtle.
More subtle. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for finishing my sentence. I need that this morning. I'm really not here.
Did you not sleep well last night? What happened?
Actually, I didn't.
Did you go out or do something?
No, I was just putting this all together, and I was having technical problems.
Oh, technical. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I was trying to, I'm trying to get my numbering system down, and I'm trying to get all the cuts.
It worked out of this for 6 months.
Correctly. And I wasn't being very successful at it, so I would frustratingly change the numbering system, change the story, reprint the story out again, and it was just endless last night. I just gave up. I thought, what the heck? I'm going to bed late tonight.
Okay. You need more coffee now this morning.
Yes.
It is 6:29 coming up.
I'm going to take five.
Okay. The Heritage Foundation says Joe McCarthy got it right. Boy, we're going to go back in history on that.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Consumers are starting to make difficult decisions at the grocery store when it comes to beef. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Mike Simone is the executive director of market research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. They just wrapped up their latest consumer survey, and he says the higher beef prices plus inflation are causing some changes in buying patterns.
You ask consumers, what are they doing in response to inflation to change their behaviors? And what we see in the data, they're dining out less, number one, about half tell us that, and then looking for deals, whether that's coupons or other incentives retailers might be providing, stocking up and freezing items more often, and then finding more ways to do things with leftovers, which really caters to that value and versatility driver of beef.
Mike Simone, executive director of market research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, he said the latest survey also shows while overall volume of beef purchased at the grocery store slipped a bit, the value of the beef produced was up. Markets in overnight electronic trade, is that value up? Numbers are next.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture,
Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit RuralMutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Corn and soybeans are lower in overnight activity. Right now, December corn trading a penny lower at 463. November soybeans, they're down four at 1157. July new crop wheat, that's up four right now, 556 a bushel. Yesterday in Chicago, both barrel and block cheese prices remained unchanged at 161. Double A butter down a penny and a half on Wednesday to 292 and a half. Currently this morning, we've got Class 3 May milk that goes into cheese up 3 cents at 1725. The June contract down four, 1751 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand so far on a Thursday morning. All kinds of news available for you now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain showers today, we'll see a high near 51. Tonight, clearing out, a low near 33. Winds pick up on your Friday. We'll have sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. West winds up to 30 miles per hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 50. Near 60 with sun Sunday.
Currently, 46 degrees.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hi, what's up?
Don Peterson.
Gordy Young.
The Stone Age didn't end because of a shortage of stones.
So how do you say croissant in French?
Go yourself.
You are correct, sir.
Here they are. It's John and Gordy.
Just want to tell you both good luck. We're all counting on you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little Peter Gunn.
Yeah.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome. Welcome to our world of nightmare. MAGA.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Coming up Sunday, by the way.
Yes.
The Indiana Pacers and the Milwaukee Bucks, they are in the NBA playoffs, and they will be playing a game on some of our radio stations, our civic media radio stations like WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids or LAK in Amory, WLAK, Racine, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. And you can get more information as we get closer to that game, but they don't have a time for that game yet.
Right.
It's to be announced Sunday. The Bucks in the playoffs again. All right.
Sadly, you have to listen to the actual radio stations.
Sadly.
To hear the games. You can't go to the app and listen online.
Well, that's correct. But we have, you know, also in Richland Center.
Just wanted to clarify
that. In Richland Center, WRCE.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great stations. All of them. All right.
Well, you're closer to Richland Center.
I lived in Richland Center for a few years. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I first moved to Wisconsin. It's a wonderful time. Todd Alva and I talk about Richland Center every once in a while because we know some of the same folks.
Your dad lived out there, right?
My dad and mom lived there for 11 years, the longest place they ever lived.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Together.
All right.
Okay. It's a great house, actually. Had a spiral staircase in old house. Yeah. It wasn't a huge house or anything, but it had a spiral staircase.
One of those steel ones?
No. This was a wooden. It was built into the house.
Yep.
Yeah, you walked in the front door, the spiral staircase was right to the right.
Wow.
And now it's a gift shop. It's a flower shop downtown Richland Center.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll take you there sometime, John. We'll
okay.
go there and
All right, yes.
relive the memories of when I moved back home after my first, well, it's actually.
So many times.
That was when my dad told me, you know, it's okay to move back home once. This is your one time.
Pretty warm.
The thing is, you got to get a job. I was like, okay. And that's when I got my first radio job.
Oh.
I ended up going over to WNNO in Wisconsin Dells, and a few months later, there I was.
Yeah. The No-No station.
The No-No station. That's right. W-No-No. W-N-N-O. Okay. Yeah. What was your first station?
First station, Waupun.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right. Can't remember what it...
What the call letters were? Really?
I can't remember much about it. It was pretty much a nightmare.
You know, was it beautiful music?
It was a third shift job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Yeah.
I was watching the tapes roll.
Yeah.
They had it automated at night.
I
had to make sure the tapes would continue.
Yes.
But I got to go through their entire album library.
Mm-hmm.
They were a music station at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the tapes would end, and the staff would come in, they would do the farm reports.
Oh, yeah.
And then they started asking me to help with the farm reports.
Well, why not?
And then
yeah.
I had problems pronouncing half of the towns up there. Yeah, you know, they have their own pronunciation.
Yeah.
And I did not get any of them. And then I wasn't on the farm reports anymore.
A lot of those northern towns are a mixture of Native American and
yes.
French and German. I mean,
exactly.
It's real,
and they had certain accents.
Bouillabaisse.
Crazy. If I only had the French interpreter at that point.
Yes. Julian?
Yes, if I had Julian.
We should get Julian to pronounce some of the Wisconsin.
Help us on the farm report, Julian.
Towns, yeah. Yeah. I saw something on the farm report this morning. Mm-hmm. I was watching Pam Yonke
yeah.
on Channel 3. And they were talking, she was talking about this rural college, and I meant to jot the name down, but it was really interesting. I'll have to look into that. But there's a rural college program now,
yes,
for farm kids that want to go to, you know, further their education. And it was really interesting. But
they used to call it the UW Extension. I'm not sure if they still call it that. I don't know if it's the same program. But yeah,
it's a college rural program.
It is. It's a college rural program helping young farmers.
Absolutely.
And the Republicans,
yeah,
tried to do away with it.
Well, of course they did.
there's never a time when they're helping the farmers in this community at all.
Right.
And yet they get their votes.
Well, they get some of them, and a good chunk of them. But
so an interesting story on that, though.
Yeah.
There's a book out about rural resentment, another one. Mm-hmm. But this time they're looking at the reason why rural voters vote Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And now the theory is that they're white, and so are the Republicans they vote for. Mm-hmm. So it has more to do with whiteness than it does policy.
It's interesting take. I'd like to get Pam Yonke in here and talk a little bit about this rural college program and maybe a little bit about that as well.
Right.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
And in fact, now that we've heard that Eric Hovde is now even with Tammy Baldwin in the race for the Senate seat.
Oh, the latest polls?
Which is hard to imagine from the Marquette University poll.
Yeah.
She's ahead by, you know, this much because of the voters. And then, if you break it down even more, then it's even 50-50. But the thing here is there is a dairy farmer, often quoted in an AP story. They always go to him as a source.
Yeah.
And he is saying he's really angry about inflation, and he's blaming Biden for it, and he doesn't think he's going to vote for Biden. I don't know if he's going to vote for Trump either.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, he said he really does back Tammy Baldwin because she has helped farm community every way she could.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Her whole career.
Exactly.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, just thought I'd throw that in.
Okay.
You have something, don't you?
Over the last weekend, Weekend Update, SNL,
yes,
had some pretty funny stuff. So let's just, let's listen to Weekend Update. Okay.
It's Weekend Update with Colin Jost and Michael Chang.
In a video on Truth Social, Donald Trump falsely said that Democrats support abortion up to the 9th month and beyond, saying the baby is executed after birth.
Yeah,
but
that.
He only thinks that happens because when Trump was a baby, a bunch of time travelers showed up trying to kill him.
Yes.
O.J. Simpson died this week at the age of 76 after a battle with prostate cancer that was planted on him by the LAPD.
There was actually an error in the LA Times obituary for O.J. Simpson in the section about his prison time. Instead of writing, O.J. walked out of the Lovelock Correctional Center, they wrote, Trump walked out of the Lovelock Correctional Center, a free man for the first time in 9 years.
Man.
And it's not a great sign for Trump that even autocorrect thinks he belongs in jail.
President Biden met with Japan's prime minister where they discussed building a new bullet train system in America using advanced Japanese technology. In return, Japan requested the advanced American technology of forks.
Yes,
A new report from the White House claims that President Biden's billions of dollars of student loan relief will disproportionately help Latinos, which has earned Biden the nickname El Papa de Sugar.
A brief update from Weekend Update.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Good stuff.
Very good points in that story. Yeah. Why don't we find out, what the record is as far as immigration across our border? Who had the better record?
Okay.
All right. Let's check this out. This is cut 96, and I think Representative Garcia certainly makes this very, very clear to all of us. Let's check this out here.
Mr. Beer, good to see you again. And before we get to the border, I just wanted you to remind us, who was president in 2020 again?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Now, is it true that under Donald Trump, murder rates surged by 30% according to data collected by police departments across America to the highest rate since the 90s?
Yes, absolutely. Surge in the summer of 2020.
And this data was collected by our men and women in police, like the Long Beach Police Department, which I honorably represented and helped support back in my community. Now, since 2020, when we know that President Biden was elected, have violent crime rates increased or fallen?
They've fallen year after year, yes.
In fact, they have fallen dramatically. Is that correct?
And we just have reporting early this fiscal year, or this 2024, that they're continuing to fall.
So crime is at incredibly high levels when Donald Trump is elected,
right.
And now overall violent crime has dramatically decreased now that President Biden is in office. Is that correct?
Over the last 4 years, crime has fallen.
Thank you. And that's actually data reported by our cops. So we want to believe our men and women and law enforcement. That's the data that they're providing us.
We back the blue, don't we, Jordy?
Yeah, we do. Absolutely.
I don't know where the immigration record is in it.
Cut. Okay.
Exactly. Right. But, yeah, that's good. See, this whole fantasy that they've created around Trump and his record is just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. There's no truth in any of it at all. Of course, I shouldn't be surprised. He's never told the truth.
Yeah, it comes from him.
Yes.
You know, these facts and figures that he makes
up. He's the source. He's definitely the source.
Right.
I thought that was going to, he was talking about immigration a little bit later on, so I must have only had part of that cut.
Okay.
He was leading up to it. But it's interesting to, you know, get a kind of a feel for what we're talking about in this particular election, where we're dealing with a fantasy world political system, the mega party, and we're talking about reality on the other end. And reality seems to be a lot less exciting and shocking. So it's boring. You already heard this stuff, but really it's this exciting stuff where, you know, we're about to collapse as a country. There are nothing but traitors everywhere.
It's horrifying.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. And if we don't change the system the way it is, this country will no longer be the United States.
Part of it is that we don't have this shared reality anymore. You know, the people that listen to Fox News or watch Fox News or Newsmax or all the right-wing media, you've seen the chart of media.
Yes.
You know, which way is CBS, which way isn't. But the ones that are extreme, you know, we don't share the same reality with the folks on the extreme right. They are watching Fox. And, and a lot of other people are watching a lot of the other shared media or traditional media, NBC, CBS, you know, ABC, Newsweek, Time, all those. The right doesn't pay any attention.
No,
to that.
They don't pay attention.
You know, the Republicans.
They have their own story, their own made up reality, basically.
Yeah.
And everything is based on whatever they can create, whatever lie they can come up with next.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to cut 87 here. This is the Heritage Foundation talking about Project 2025 and how Joe McCarthy
from Wisconsin
got it right way back when in the Red Scare time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find out what there is that incorrect.
I think this is misnumbered, John.
You've got to be kidding me.
What?
87?
It says Catholic extremist Kevin Roberts.
That's it.
Oh,
that's the one.
Well, okay. Yep.
All right.
Let's check that out.
You and I, and probably your entire audience, I can say that because my family is part of the audience, are purists, right? We look forward to the day, and it may be a while, when no abortions happen in the United States. And I believe with every fiber of my being that's going to happen. And it's going to happen because of heroism and good policy decisions. But speaking of policy, to the point of your question, that's not going to happen in a year. Mm. And in fact, we know even on the political right in the United States, there are differences of opinion about how we go about that.
Right.
So I came up with this phrase a few years ago, radical incrementalism, for those of us who are purists, to remind ourselves that we can always work towards the ideal, in this case, not a single abortion happening in this country, and yet take the progress that we can. So come January, when we're likely to have a conservative pro-life majority, at least in the House, let's go get the bill done that we can, and let's keep building toward that over the next few years.
There you go.
Okay.
So, you know, they're really working hard on this, and it's all going to be policy that Trump will default to. You know, he's not going to think about this stuff himself. He's not going to come up with this stuff. People are going to help him.
Sure. Yeah, they're going to help him, all right. It is 6:49. Coming up, the Trump campaign is asking for a cut of the action from their GOP candidates. Oh, you won't believe it.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
All right. Now dig this, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't care for me. I don't know, care about that. You got a new boo. Ha, I'd like to laugh at. I have only one, a burning desire. Let me stand next to your fire.
Jimmy. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy on a Thursday morning. I mentioned this moment ago.
Yeah.
This is just unbelievable. Donald Trump's campaign is asking Republican candidates and committees using the former president's name and likeness to fundraise to give at least 5% of what they're paying, or you know, what their money.
It's kind of hard to figure
during
out
the raise of the that they're raising during the campaign, according to CNN. Trump's campaign manager said in a letter dated April 15th, beginning tomorrow, we ask all candidates and committees who choose to use the president's name, President Trump's name, image, and likeness to split a minimum of 5% of all fundraising solicitations to the Trump National Committee. Isn't that something? They're taking money from their own GOP candidates.
It's just an amazing thing.
If they use Trump's likeness in their ads.
So the Trump campaign is asking all the GOP candidates for a cut.
Right.
To use his name in their campaigns.
Yeah, or likeness. You know, his picture.
Just amazing.
His name or anything. Yeah. I don't think that's ever happened before.
No.
Again, his niece, Laura Trump, probably is setting this up. She's running the whole show.
What if no one wants to do that?
Well,
so
right?
Then you kind of lose a lot of mentions along
guess.
The way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It must really be hurting for
that
cash.
That is just an amazing campaign
turn
idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know where to want to go with that one.
Asking for money anywhere they can get it, even from the GOP candidates.
Well, you know, we've heard that, you know, Trump is not backing up a national ban on abortion. You know, he said
right,
that. He,
yes.
You know, it's up to the states, basically, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
That's another lie.
Yeah.
All right. So let's check out why that's another lie.
Okay. All right.
Cutting on 98. This is Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council. And he's revealing this. He's talked to Trump. Let's check it out.
Okay.
This I'm confident of. I've had conversations, not today, but I've had conversations leading up to this with the former president. That if Congress were to reach a consensus on a piece of legislation and send it to his desk, mm-hmm. I have no doubt that he would sign it. He has, his record is very clear. He was the most pro-life president that we had.
See?
Okay. Well,
so it's just a lie. It's just like, you know, a moderate way of presenting himself. But when he becomes president, if that ever happens, my God, let it not happen.
Yeah.
Then he was going to go with a national ban. If that bill comes in front of him, he is going to sign it. Okay.
Well,
nice to know.
Okay.
Bizarre world continues here.
Yeah. Up is down, left is right. Yeah.
And he's meeting with world leaders, right?
Oh, why wouldn't he? You know, just see who's out there, some dictators that want to come in to get a photo op.
You know, normally we're so used to these presidents, former presidents, just disappearing into the past, writing their memoirs,
right.
and just leaving the job of government to somebody else. You know, handle it, it moves things right. move on. Yes. But Trump is there, and now we have this second presidency.
Yeah.
That is continuing all along. The one party's following everything he says. Nothing Biden says. They're not going to do anything. We're not going to help him, give him credit for getting anything done on their watch. And that's the way it is. So it's this incredibly divided government where we have two actual presidents.
well, one real president.
One real president, yes.
And one who's not actually
for
president.
For one party, you know, Trump never lost.
Right. That's what they're saying still today.
Yeah. And now they've got everybody in place, state by state by state, a Trumpian who's going to actually help him win the election, no matter what happens in November. We act like, you know, it's a horse race.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a horse race. It doesn't matter what happens in November. Trump is going to take it.
You think so?
Oh yes, I believe so.
Well, he'll take to the courts again. Right? I mean, immediately try to block the electoral votes and all that rigmarole again.
That's assuming he loses.
He'll start loses.
Yeah, and it's going to be a real mess, and the states won't recognize Biden as the winner this time around. Last time, that didn't happen.
Right.
This time around, it's going to happen state by state by state.
Last time around, he wasn't in court all the time. He's not going to have a lot of campaign time these court dates coming up. And his poll numbers actually have already started to drop since the Stormy Daniels court case started a few days ago. So, you know, we'll see if that trend continues. I don't take a whole lot of stock in the polls, you know, this time of year. They're very volatile, and it's the way they ask the questions and who they're at. You know,
exactly.
It's just, you know. Polls can be way off.
We don't pay
off.
Too much. We don't We've pay any attention this. To polls here on this program. Okay. They change constantly. The wording of the questions irritate me. I just can't believe that there isn't like a follow-up question to clarify the previous question on any of these polls, especially the Marquette poll. Very generic. They don't put a lot of work into it, apparently.
I've been doing it for years, though.
Conducted a census poll. Mm-hmm. On a regular basis, they do a lot of research in the questions. They make sure it's worded properly, that you get the kind of response you want to get, which is more general and neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep testing the question out to see if you're getting the best kind of answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little difficult coming up with these questions on these polls, but it's not that hard. And Marquette's been doing it for a heck of a long time. And, you know, we love to hear about the latest polls. They don't do enough of them, by the way, all year long. They always wait till the hot time to do it is. These questions, they should come up with newer questions year after year after year. I keep saying it. Please, if you don't think the country's going in the right direction, who do you blame for that?
Mm.
You know? And they just leave it at that. Well, I don't think it's going in the right direction. Because
right,
and they don't seem motivated at all to add that question to any of their surveys, not just Marquette, but all of the other surveys as well.
And I know the one that we always talk about: are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Yes,
I mean that just is just a loaded question.
It is,
based on what? Based on what? Your life, your economy, your job. They don't go further into why it's not as good or. Or maybe why it's better, right?
Everyone looks at the past with rose-tinted glasses usually.
Wow. Yes.
Oh, thank you for that. That's
good.
A little philosophy here.
The other thing, too, is, you know.
Did you take philosophy in college?
No, I didn't.
even if the economy is doing well for others, it may not affect you. And then you think, well, no, nothing's changed for me. I don't think it's going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of skewed.
It is 6:58 coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. Eric Hovde. Even with Baldwin, the polls. Polls.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Earl Ingram.
Join me Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We'll go in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar to answer your questions. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 till 10.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.